The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "A rich man had a steward who was reported to him for squandering his property. He summoned him and said, 'What is this I hear about you? Prepare a full account of your stewardship, because you can no longer be my steward.' The steward said to himself, 'What shall I do now that my master is taking the position of steward away from me? I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I know what I shall do, so that when I am removed from the stewardship, they may welcome me into their homes.' He called in his master's debtors one by one. To the first he said, 'How much do you owe my master?' He replied, 100 measures of olive oil.' He said to him, 'Here is your promissory note. Sit down and quickly write one for 50. Then to another the steward said, 'And you, how much do you owe?' He replied, 100 cores of wheat. The steward said to him, 'Here is your promissory note. Write one for 80. And the master commended that dishonest steward for acting prudently. For the children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than are the children of light. I tell you, make friends for yourselves with dishonest wealth, so that when it fails, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. The person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones. And the person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. If, therefore, you are not trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who will trust you with true wealth? If you are not trustworthy with what belongs to another, who will give you what is yours? No servant can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon." The Gospel of the Lord. Today's gospel parable about the dishonest steward comes up every 3 years in our gospel cycle at Sunday Mass. And I can imagine preachers around the world today have put in extra time trying to figure out what to say about this dishonored, honest steward. It's quite an interesting parable that doesn't end maybe as we expect it to. Here's the parable of a dishonest steward who is cheating his master by lowering the amount that other people owe the master in order to get in favors with these people, these debtors. And I think we would probably expect Jesus at the end of this parable to say the master punished the steward, he had him thrown in jail, etc. But Jesus puts a twist on it at the end, and I can imagine him smiling a little bit to himself as the crowd was probably raise their eyebrows at the end of this parable, that this dishonest steward was praised by the master. The master praises the steward for acting prudently. That word prudent means you can look at a concrete situation, a practical application in your life, to see what has to be done and to make the decision about what to do, how to do it, and when to do it. So leaving aside the question of honesty, the master is impressed by this prudent steward who saw a need, the need for his own well-being. The steward wanted to find security in this world. To do that, he manipulated, he was shrewd, he was planning. He used the resources that were at his disposal to set up his future security. Jesus is not teaching us in this parable to be dishonest with each other and to cheat one another. The point of this parable, rather, is using prudently the resources we have for the future that we want to have. And what future do we want? Well, Jesus says the children of light, they're not often as prudent as the children of the world dealing with their own generation. The children of light, those who are disciples of Jesus, we need to think ahead. Think ahead to what we most value. Not to value money and material things, because those come and go. We cannot serve both God and money. So rather, using the money we have, what kind of future do we want? Throughout the Gospel of Luke, we've been encouraged to lay up treasure in heaven. Lay up treasure in heaven by treating one another kindly, with charity and mercy. That's the kingdom of heaven that we ultimately want. We value the kingdom of heaven above all material things. So while we have material things, what do? We are prudent in how we use them to share, not to get caught up in what we have and let it control us, but to control the resources we have and put them in a position to share them generously so that we don't get caught up in become materialistic people. We have to be in the world, but not of the world. Children of light are living in a way with a step in, a foot in both worlds, knowing that we're materially here now, but one day, longer lasting, eternally, we will be in heaven. That is our ultimate destiny. So we should not let the things of this world trap us or make us greedy or self-centered. But if we've been blessed materially, financially, to look for ways that we can allow that to go out to do good for our family, our friends, our community, our parish, the wider church. There are so many that need resources that we could maybe be the conduit by which God's love flows out to others. And when we do it this way, we find that we are really blessed in more than we thought. People who are generous often find that God rewards their generosity in ways they couldn't imagine. They find a joy in giving rather than trying to control and keep to themselves what they have. I think this is the lesson then of the dishonest steward. He knew what he wanted. He manipulated. He was enterprising. He was thinking ahead to how he would get to where he wanted to be. For us as children of the light, disciples of Christ, let's think ahead to where we want to be in the kingdom of heaven. Let us use now what we have with some urgency. We don't have our 100 years to do this. We have right now. We're invited right now to evaluate what we have. How are we going to use it properly? How are we going to share generously from what we've been given? And therefore, we will be prudent servants of God, using well the blessings that we have received.